Khadija was very happy to hear that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed. But still, and you see, even 1400 years ago, things have a certain way that they should go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go himself. He talked to Abu Talib, his uncle. He's the first one who introduced him to Khadija to begin with. And he told Abu Talib, can you go and ask Khadija for me? So Abu Talib said, you think Khadija will agree? I mean, we are poor and Khadija is rich and you work for her and this and that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just go and ask. You don't have to worry about it. Abu Talib goes there and he asks Khadija. Of course, Khadija was very happy to see Abu Talib asking for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which is amazing. They got married. And of course, now they need a wali. They need a guardian for Khadija. Who was her wali? Waraqa bin Nawfal. Subhanallah, that great priest with the knowledge of the Torah, the one who told her that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be a prophet, he was her guardian in that marriage. Who did the walima? Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle. So imagine how this whole thing worked out. And they say, if you want to see the best love story between husband and wife, you look at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija bint Khuwaylid. And we're talking about the first 15 years, by the way, before the Prophet. They were just normal husband and wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not receive the wahi yet. And we will talk about these 15 years, although it's hard to find stories because these 15 years were not recorded much. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's before prophethood or before the Ba'tha. After the Ba'tha, we know all what happened. And we'll still go through it, inshallah. But within 15 years, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Khadija a lot, and she loved him a lot. That we know that all of his children were from Khadija, except Ibrahim. He had, some say three, some say two sons from Khadija, which were Al-Qasim and Abdullah. The third one, there is a question about, did they really have him or not? His name was At-Tayyib or At-Tahir. So, three sons from Khadija and four girls. The oldest was Zainab, then Ruqayya, then Umm Kulthum, then Fatima. Fatima was the youngest. Now imagine a mother who has seven children. Of course, the boys all died at an early age, but she had to take care of the girls. In addition to all these, she raised Ali bin Abi Talib. Imagine this great companion who raised Ali, Khadija, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason why Abu Talib was very, very poor, and the Prophet ﷺ wanted to return his favor somehow, so he went and he said, let me take Ali, I will take care of him. And Khadija raised Ali in her house. Not only Ali, but Zayd ibn Haritha as well. Zayd ibn Haritha, because he was the son of the Prophet ﷺ in the beginning, before adoption was made haram. So she raised Zayd ibn Haritha, all these great companions. You'll be surprised to know she raised Zubayr ibn al-Awwam as well. His mother was Safiya. Safiya was a little bit sick, so she used to go and drop her child at Khadija's house. So imagine this lady, and on the top of that, she was raising her own kid from her husband who passed away, Abu Hala. His name was Hind ibn Abu Hala. By the way, that kid, and imagine how the relationship was between that kid and his father, his stepfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? You normally, that relationship is not very great between children and their stepfather or mother. That kid defended the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Uhud with his life. So, and he's not even his father. But that shows us how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated him and how much love they had for him. Now, having all these kids to take care of, she used to take food and drink to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he used to stay in Ghar Hira. Imagine what a righteous wife. She will go with him. And for those who went of you, try to go and see the cave of Hira, it's very difficult. Although now they're trying to make it easy, still, it's very difficult to climb all the way to Ghar Hira. The Prophet ﷺ started meditating in Ghar Hira the last 3 years before the Ba'tha. He would sit there for days sometimes. And Khadija will bring Fatima with her, who was only 3-4 years old, and take the food and the drink and stay with the Prophet ﷺ for a day or two, and then she will go back. Look at the righteous wife that takes care of her husband. But Khadija knew that her husband, something great is waiting for him.